Retired Brigadier General Kevin Ryan was a defense attaché in the American Embassy in Moscow. He now directs defense and intelligence projects at Harvard University's Kennedy School's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. For the United States, what does Washington see as their interests in Crimea and Ukraine?
Well, the interests in Crimea are much longer range and not really immediate. By that, I mean that Russia owning this land does not necessarily give it much of a strategic advantage over where it was before. It had a naval base there. The naval base only allowed them presence in the Black Sea, which is much smaller bathtub than the other oceans. But the longer-term implication is what the U.S. and NATO will be thinking about. You know, Russia has taken back some largely ethnic areas in Georgia, in South Ossetia, now in Crimea. Let's not forget there are similar enclaves in the Baltics and other places.
What do you make of the rhetoric coming from the White House and from John Kerry on this issue?
I mean, on the one hand, I know it sounds weak. On the other hand, this is the card that the United States has left. There is no military option for what's going on in the Crimea, even with NATO. You know, NATO spent the last 24 years telling Russia that the Cold War is over, that Russia is not the focus of NATO anymore. Well, the truth of those claims is evident today. NATO cannot do anything about this militarily. I don't necessarily advise doing anything, trying to do anything militarily. What we have now are diplomatic and economic levers, and those are the ones that we're going to start pulling, which are substantial.
Yeah, they're, what are they? What are those levers you're talking about, economic levers?
Well, you know, if Russia is an oligarch-run state, if it's corrupt, if it's reliant on the networks of patronage and money, then the economic levers are major. If the ruble tanks, if the oligarchs with their investments in the West and their money in the banks are suddenly treated like Iranians and their monies are cut off or, you know, restricted, this will put a great deal of pressure on the people who support Putin, closest to Putin himself. So that's just one. That's a major lever that we can all play if we're willing to take that drastic a step.
Certainly a lot of things we don't know and we'll find out presumably in the coming days and weeks. But what questions are going through your mind and what are you going to be listening out for in the coming days?
So I'm actually listening to the talk that comes from the Russian leadership. Today, for example, I read, I don't know if this is accurate, but Lavrov, foreign minister, said that Russian troops would be deployed in Crimea until the situation stabilizes. Well, this is a slight – you can interpret this in a way that says – if we can all agree that the situation is stabilized, then Russian troops maybe go back to their bases. It doesn't necessarily mean that Crimea is not marching toward a referendum to greater autonomy from the Ukraine, nor that Russia would withdraw all of its troops. But what it could mean is that there's a way out of this. On the other hand, if Russia's leaving troops in not just until the situation stabilizes, but while the ethnic Russians are threatened by the so-called hooligans that took power in Kiev, well, this is an open-ended time because those people are not leaving Kiev, and that means Russian troops could be there for a long time.
Retired Brigadier General Kevin Ryan, former defense attaché at the American Embassy in Moscow, thanks very much.
Thank you.